You ever heard people use that as a term of address to their employers, called employer cat?
Mm-mm.
Sometimes blacks do that, but I don't guess they're in Scott County, are they?
Boy, there's not.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
There's not a one.
Well, that's one kind of problem you never have.
That, really, there is. There's a...
I don't guess they're in that whole plateau area much. Maybe a few in Campbell.
I doubt there's hardly any in Campbell.
Yeah, I don't think there are any Morgan to mount anything. In Fentress, they're not over there.
They don't come through there at all.
It's like North Alabama's like that. Some places in North Alabama.
I can't see why. I mean, there's bad in both races.
There probably just was never, they were never there. There was never any plantation.
There was one there that, let's see. Something about stage and something like a servant, you know. Well, after his time was up or something, he was going to go back and live with his family in Georgia or Alabama or somewhere. And then he went back home and it wasn't home no more. So he come back to Scott County to live and he died there. But that's about the only one I've ever heard, you know, talk about. It's really sad in a way, I mean.
Well, it's just the way it was. There were never many slaveholders there.
Yeah.
You didn't have a plant. You didn't grow cotton. I mean, unless you grow cotton or rice or sugarcane, it wouldn't even need to have sugar.
Yeah.
So when you're there. The man who presides over the county court, he's the...
judge.
Yeah. And, let's see, what about if you go to school, you're a college...
graduate?
Yeah, before you're graduate, you're just a college
student.
Mm-hmm. What about, would you call yourself a student if you were in elementary school? Would you suppose you have an elementary?
You just say you're a student.
Okay. And what about a person who does a typing for a businessman and answers his mail?
Secretary.
Yeah. And a woman on stage who's in plays, she's a...
actress.
Yeah. And your nationality, you would say, I am not a Canadian, but...
American.
And you're talking about blacks. What's the normal term that you would normally hear for them?
Niggers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any other things that you hear?
Blacks.
And what about for somebody of our race? You would say, I'm a...
white.
And let's see. What about, say, somebody who is real poor and won't work and kind of low moral?
Lazy.
Thing? Yeah, it's kind of lazy. Any other names you've heard for that kind of people?
Usually on wildfire.
Yeah.
Lazy.
Yeah, you ever hear them called trash or anything like that? Yeah, terms like, let's see, cracker. You ever hear that term?
Mm-hmm.
What about redneck?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean to you?
Lazy, no good thing.
What about, you ever heard the term Hoosier?
Mm-mm.
Let's see. Okay, now say a city person who comes to the, goes to the country and doesn't know anything about country ways, they call him a boy.
City carter.
What about a country person who goes into the city and doesn't know anything about city ways?
Hick.
Yeah.
Probably what they call.
Let's see. Okay. Now you might tell somebody might ask you, did you finish your assignment? And you say, not quite, but I.
Like what?
Yeah. Or in other words, you might say, it's hard to keep your balance on this ice. I didn't fall, but I.
Slid. Slid.
And say somebody comes to pick you up, okay, and you're not quite ready, you might say, well, I'll be with you in just
a few minutes.
Okay. And say you know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure how, you know, the distance, you might stop and ask how.
How much further?
Okay. If you want to know how frequently somebody does something, you might ask how. Like how many times he goes to town, you might ask him how.
How many trips he makes, how many time he goes.
And, okay, these are just names I get you to say, just words. This right here is my
forehead.
And this is my
head. Your hair?
Yeah. If I had a full growth under here, I'd have a
beard.
Yeah. Some sometimes when I start shaving. I wish I had one too.